Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Opa! Welcome, everybody, to Stavi's World. 904-800-STAV. Call in. We'll solve your problems. We got Kareem Rama on the couch right now. What's up, big dog?
What's up, fella?
You know him from Subway. You've seen a couple people embarrass themselves next to him on the subway. You've seen a couple people say some great stuff. I first saw you from... We were just talking about it, Keep the Meter Running.
Yeah.
Which I love.
My little baby.
I love that show where you just take cab drivers and just say, take me to your favorite place, which is such a great, you know, as there's we got a room full of immigrants here, and it's like, you take it, it's basically immigrant, it's you hanging out with immigrant dads.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's been a single person who's not an immigrant dad.
No, do you consider the Irish immigrants?
How soon? What do you
like always been here?
Oh yeah, no, okay, all right. He's
but
the one.
Wants to
yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh no, I had a native New York Jewish guy. Okay. I've had two white-ish people.
Sure.
The rest have been truly immigrants. But yeah. I think when you're just a cabbie, like you are an immigrant. It doesn't matter if you don't have to be of color.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like a cabbie is an immigrant job.
Absolutely.
And you go to Paris, and I shot in London.
Oh,
it's
cool.
But in London, they have the black cab,
yeah,
which is a white man, working class
for sure.
Man's job. But the Uber is an immigrant job.
Yeah, true.
Because you don't have to take the knowledge. Are you familiar with the knowledge?
Yeah, you have to do like a test to like, basically you're not allowed to map or anything. They tell you like, go from here to here, the most efficient route.
You have to memorize every street in central London.
That's fucking
I'm literally nuts. Serious.
It's not. And London's...
Dude,
like,
crazy.
London makes New York look like fucking
Athens,
Georgia.
And they don't have like, at least here we have like 5th and A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There it's like, take me to Beebly
Lord Swallybonds.
Boobly Bonds.
Lord Swallybonds Court.
Right next to what is a British name? Like Wallace's Pub?
Yeah.
Go on Google, there's 700 Wallace's
Pubs. Take me to the Red
Pub.
Cock and Foster's. right away.
Well, that's such a British name.
Red yeah.
That
yeah,
might
yeah.
be a real place.
It probably is. I went there for the first time this summer, and it pissed me off because like I love shitting on the British.
Yeah.
I love talking about how they're they kind of just get away with. They just were the Nazis to half the world for like 100 years, and everybody just kind of lets that slide. You know, cause, I guess because World War II, it's like. Who were the most recent Nazis? And they did it to non-white people mostly. I mean, the Irish got, obviously. But still, the British let them slide so much. Their food sucks, whatever, whatever. And then I went there and I was like, this city's fucking incredible. It's like, imagine New York, but also there's just something from... the year 700.
Right.
And it's still a library.
It was
a library that, like, monks used. And you can go in there and get a book today.
Well, they haven't had the Denverification.
Yes.
Of
right.
every city in
right.
America.
They don't have the shitty glass.
Dude,
glass and metal fucking buildings.
Everything in this country looks like Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
Baltimore looks like Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
Minneapolis looks like Denver. Texas, Austin looks like Denver. It's all Denver. New York looks like Denver
now.
You
know what's interesting? Calling it Denver, because I think everybody maybe associates it with the first shitty suburb they're familiar with. Because like you could call it, if you're in New York, you say everything looks like Williamsburg. Right.
Because
it's that, for me, I don't know for you, Eldis, we're from Maryland. Silver Spring, Maryland is what I think of, which is kind of like, that was the first place I saw those shitty glass and metal
The weird window, like
yeah.
it's red.
Well, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, why is it red?
The skinny letter, the way too skinny addresses.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're right, and London just looks so, everything's old as
they
shit.
They kept it.
They kept it. The trains are incredible. The cabs, those black cabs that we were talking about.
Fire.
You fucking sit, you're facing your friend. Like it's,
that is something.
It's awesome.
That is something that's also in Paris.
Yeah, why don't we do that shit? It's
like
simple shit.
We were just in Paris shooting subway takes.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we got the crew's four people, every time we got in the car, we had a business meeting.
Yeah,
two guys over there, two guys over here.
It's nice. You know? You're talking to your fucking friends. Elvis, you haven't been to London, have you?
I have a couple times.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. What am I talking about? You've been... Sorry, no, I forgot how multicultural...
It's unreal. I don't know why Americans all want to face the same direction.
I know. I get... People complain about, I think fucking car sickness, but... Shut the fuck up.
Can you
up.
Get car? I don't know. I don't.
I've
get it. I get it when I'm going straight.
Interesting.
Which is really bad because when we were doing Keep the Meter Running.
Oh yeah.
And I had it for a moment in time. I had car sickness.
Yeah.
But it was during when we were shooting a lot of episodes, right. And I'd be like in the back of the cab.
Yeah,
but then it went away, and it's the only time in my life I ever had it. I feel like I may have self-inflicted.
What was going on at the time? Were you stressed, man?
Was I stressed? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of too blessed to be stressed. Yeah. It's I try to maintain a level of stasis.
Right.
Where I don't go too up and I don't go too down.
Was that always the case?
No.
You've always been a level-headed guy?
No. I've been
some peaks
on
and
the
valleys.
Verge of mental breakdown and
love
bipolar
it.
Kind
yeah.
of like
oh, really? Are
general
you?
Generally I'm a light version.
Okay, gotcha,
which is called
gotcha.
Cyclothemia.
Cyclothemia.
Yeah, which sounds fake but is real.
Sounds like a Strokes album. it sounds like a fucking it's somewhere in Julian Casablanca's
so
hard drive.
Oh my
Cyclothemia.
God. Or Phoenix.
Yeah,
Cyclothemia.
Yeah. Maybe I am literally just thinking of the Phoenix.
Well, they had that Listomania song.
Yeah.
Cyclothemia is a rapid cycling. It's essentially the same as bipolar, except it's more rapid. It's like 6 days up, 6 days down, 6 days normal. So I would just wake up.
Little slider to the just, bipolar's burger.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it's not, it's like the period is not so, it's not so manic that you're like, I'm going to go gamble, my house.
Yeah.
You're just happy. Right. And like really productive, honestly.
Gotcha,
like
gotcha.
I like that part of it.
Yeah.
And so I found this medication which only treats the depression part.
Oh, sick.
So now I'm just manic all the
that's
time.
That's pretty nice.
So, but it's nice because that's just my stasis is now like high energy.
Interesting.
And like pretty excited and optimistic.
Yeah.
But it's not a depression drug. It's not an SSRI.
Interesting.
I don't know what it is.
You just take a loose pill.
And for a while. I take a loosey because there was a moment where I was like, oh, I think I'm cured.
And so
I stopped taking it and I fucking tanked immediately and just got really sad.
I love when people do that. I've had friends who like,
just
they have
dog
a
it?
Couple good years and they like just forget that it's because of the medication.
I know, that's what happens.
It's the same thing as like, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're like, whoa, I could fuck hot girls. And it's like, yeah, because this woman built you up. The second she's out of your life, you're back to being a loser.
That's so true.
And it's like, that happens a lot where people think they're just, it's like, yeah, maybe there's some side effects, whatever. Just stick with it, man.
Do you have any conditions?
Not really, just the classic stuff, you know, anxiety, depression stuff, barely
classic.
Anything, you know.
Just the classic American cocktail.
Just like, you know, just, but, you know. Being fat as shit, I guess.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
We're the same. We're both obese.
Yeah.
I got the COVID shot early.
Nice. Oh, wow. Fucking stealing valor, dude.
No, I am.
We're in America, brother. We got to slide that scale a little bit. We got to grade it on the curve.
They put me in the obese pile. I said, all right. Every time I go to the doctor, he says, you're obese. And I say, I know. I've been obese my whole life.
Really?
And then people go, you're not obese.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you are wearing the coat. You were talking about being a coat guy.
Yeah. It's a,
maybe
it's
you do have a
obesity.
Shitty, dumpy body under there because you do have a pretty nice thick leather coat where I can't. You're cutting a nice silhouette right now.
Look at this.
I would say you're on the verge
of being obese,
of like
or being fat,
of turning into like a like, you know, dad, like that straight dad bod. Like,
I have that,
you know,
I have that already.
Yeah.
When I take my shirt
from
off,
you're Egyptian.
Egyptian,
you're in that like Egyptian dad zone.
I know they have nice bellies.
Yeah.
Like Egyptian bodies are when they're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice. That's one of my favorite things when I go to Minnesota. Which shout out Minnesota, shout out Minneapolis.
Are you from
Minnesota? Is where I'm from.
Oh hell yeah,
love
Minneapolis.
I moved there when I was like 2 years old. Actually, like 6 months. I always forget the details of my childhood.
Were you from Egypt or
from Cairo?
Cool.
I'm ESL. I actually just realized that I'm ESL.
Nice, dude.
Like,
oh wow.
I was like 35.
I am too, but like, I went to preschool with a Greek accent.
Did you only speak Greek, or
I only spoke Greek when? But I lived in Baltimore.
Oh yeah.
It was just my parents only spoke Greek to me.
That's pretty much the same condition.
Eldest Albanian. He actually knew Greek. He's a, this. We're talking to an Albanian refugee over here.
Oh, that's right.
Who only because Greece provided him some safe haven for a couple years is he allowed in
for
America.
For 6 months. Okay. And we were fucking see,
without Greece, your family would be fucking in the mud farms right now outside of Tirana or wherever the fuck.
Albanians, I think, are the most underrated.
No, they're
New
not.
New York category.
Properly rated. Yes.
No. Everyone's always talking about all the Italian Americans. Oh, the Greeks. All the Italians.
Well, okay.
The Greeks.
Greeks, number one with a bullet. We can all agree. And there'll be no further discussion.
I think Albanians are treated unfairly in this.
Okay, that's wow. true. Okay, Ellis, stop. Stop. You're going to lose your fucking your soundboard privileges,
when's
okay?
When's the last time somebody said, oh, you're in town? Let's go get an Albanian meal. They don't do that. They go, oh, let's go have Polish food. Let's go have pierogies.
Pierogies, I will tell you. I am willing to move Albanians up in the white European rankings. Past Poland, right? Here's the thing. I like to keep Elvis down because this is sort of the...
Are you
familiar with the Greek Albanian? We're trying to basically teach... This is like how Sesame Street teaches little kids about how to act in school or how to eat vegetables or whatever. We're trying to teach people who don't know about Greeks and Albanians.
This is Greek state media.
This is Greek state media because we've had this our whole lives.
You guys have a kinship.
Yeah, I mean, we literally have been friends since... We were 5 years old, and that's always been a fun element of just kind of truly ironic racism is happened to me so early because
of that guy
because of Aldis because we had another friend's family who was literally racist against Greeks who were like villager idiot Greeks who thought
farmers,
they were better
the
than
farmers, yeah.
than Albanians and I remember thinking as a little kid like wait. They actually think Eldis is a fucking piece of shit. I was like, that's crazy. And then it like was, that was the first time I realized maybe, dude, honestly, maybe you and our pal and, you know, that set my life down the course of thinking like thinking racists are funny because of how stupid they are from like a young age.
Right.
Like I was introduced to that concept literally like 7 years old. One of like the dumbest guys I knew hated my little nice little kid best friend because he's Albanian and he's just like this drunk Greek idiot. And I'm like, wait,
he was an adult. Oh, yeah. The adult didn't like the Albanians.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like a little 7 year old that's like, are
you fucking
Albanian scum?
Our friend's dad wouldn't let him in the house.
Are you Muslim Albanian?
No, I'm not Muslim.
No, never mind.
But I'm close to conversion. Yeah,
never mind.
And we see the agenda.
Never mind.
He takes back everything he says.
I was out here trying to help you guys, but
we each have our little MOs under the surface, don't we?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
That entire corner of the world, I feel like is an underappreciated... Like, I want to go to, like, Turkmenistan.
Yeah.
Have you Googled Turkmenistan?
Isn't that, like, that guy's kind of on some North Korea type shit,
they're all
he?
Kind of on it. Yeah, over in that true, little region. True. Like, Turkmenistan... Oh, type in Turkmenistan, Gates of Hell.
Gates
Check out
of
this
Hell.
This tourist attraction... Why hasn't anyone talked
That's
about
awesome.
This? It's literally just that.
The door to hell.
It's been on fire for like 50 or 70 years.
That's so sick.
And you go there, take a selfie
it's
in front of it.
It's just on fire?
That's all it is. It's a pit of fire. It's
That's
so sick.
That's pretty fucking cool.
And then if you do Azerbaijan Rug Museum,
this is
cool because it's in the, you'll see. Look at the architecture here.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, it's a rug.
Wow. That's fucking cool, dude.
Right? Like, these places are sick.
Honest, I'm a big rug guy. My mother, so when my grandparents, my mom's parents came here in the 70s. Her dad was a, you know, he was like a machine worker. And the first job, my grandma was just like, I'll do whatever for a buck. And, so, well, I mean, you know, within reason. She didn't go to America selling pussy, everyone. Relax. But she had never worked on rugs before. She, like, off the plane, got a job repairing, like, Oriental rugs. And so my mom and my grandmother, my whole life, like, I would go after school to my mom's job where she would repair just in this old, like, sick rug store. And I would just, like, be playing in these. So I love... That's my... This museum, I actually would love to go to. Let's fucking go.
Let's
do
the pot out
front. Azerbaijan. Yeah.
No, that whole... Like, it's so, like, wild, wild west out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's another city I forgot... Or, like, another country or city, I don't remember. But, like, the guy's obsessed with white. Like, mm-hmm. white marble. Mm. So the whole town is just white.
Interesting.
It's all white marble. It looks like heaven.
Yeah.
It looks like this.
Beautiful. Like,
except it's not dilapidated. It's all new.
Yeah.
You know, so it just like looks weird. It's just like a weird
white marble town.
Oh, there it is.
Is that Turkmenistan where is that? Also?
That's, I think so. Ashgabat.
It's also in Turkmenistan, yeah. The Look capital. At it. Yeah, I think this guy is like some kind of fucking...
No, they're not good.
No,
he thinks... I don't think they're good people.
Yeah, that's a sick statue, though. Go down a little bit, Elders.
That little skeleton boy?
More motherfucker right there. Yeah, that like weird gold guy on top of a mountain. That kind of looks like a dick now that I see it, though.
I mean, everything's a dick if what you look doesn't? Hard enough.
That's true.
Or if you look long enough, really. They're all
but
dicks.
That has kind of dick and balls... Whatever. Oh,
those little hats too. I like their little hats.
Yeah, they have a nice little swag to them for sure. They have a nice little swag of
Eastern
like
Eastern Europeans are that. Well, that culture is coming back, like the Slavic, Slav mm-hmm. core.
Turkmenistan kind
of Slav core.
Yeah, we have a little Greek. I've said like Greeks are. I have a bit where I say Greeks are the whitest like Arabs, but I but it's like you also have to sprinkle some Slav in there.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it basically. North, that basically means north and south. People never think of Greece as like northern and southern because you just think the islands, all this place. But like by the mountains, it kind of is like my grandma in her pictures of like when she's kind of young, kind of looks like a Turkmenist, like Kazakhstan, where people like kind of look a little Asian.
Yeah. They,
like
yeah.
my grandma has like the those high ass cheekbones. And like,
yeah.
like she's such an old little lady now that like, you know, she just looks like an old lady to me. And then you see a picture of her. And it's like, this could be the Turkmeni dictator's daughter. Like, she, like, straight up looks Kazakh.
Turkmeni royalty.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a little Asian in you. Yeah, you really do. No.
I think that is just being fat. I think that people think of a smiling guy with fat cheeks and the whole sumo thing. I think it.
No.
But you know what's funny?
I went to
Popular Jewelry in Chinatown, and this is when I had my head shaved. And I had no facial hair, and I was like hairless.
They thought you were actually.
And they literally no. No, they asked me if I was Chinese, and it was the first. And I wasn't. I was less fat at the time, and I was just like, truly, these were people that like barely spoke English Chinese,
and they were like,
who
are you
thought
Chinese?
I was Chinese.
That's tight.
So that was interesting. That was the first. Yeah, they actually did, and I was like, they're like Chinese, and I was like. What? I was like, it took me like 5 minutes that's to so get funny. What they were asking because it's never happened. So yeah, maybe because of my grandma.
That's good though. Being ethnically ambiguous, I realized
mm-hmm.
is great because I can go to Italy and people are speaking to me, but bon vite or whatever they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to London, they're like, okay, he's something.
It is true depending
like,
on
like
how
Spain.
Yeah. You and depending on how you dress, you could be five different
races. Yeah, I could
like,
be Puerto
races.
Rican, I could
yeah,
be Dominican. Yeah. The only place, like, but if you're Norwegian
right,
and you go to Italy,
right.
like, you don't blend in. Like, totally. You're obviously a tourist. So I realized that, like, having the dark features, because
oh,
I used
yeah.
to not like mine. Mm. I don't know if you had the same problem, but, like.
Not really,
I was
though.
Like, I don't really want to be, I don't like curly hair. I don't like,
yeah,
like
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
even want a beard. Look
right.
at this guy's beard.
Oh yeah,
fucking power.
He does love
how much
it.
Power is in that beard.
Eldis is not. The thing is, he's not ethnically ambiguous. That's if you look up
no,
Albanian.
Well, Albanian.
Eldis has the Minecraft Albanian head.
Why are Albanians white?
Huh? I don't know.
They're
man.
So white.
I don't know. They're yeah. very. They're snow white. I think it's they're inbred, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't say all that.
I think I would say that pretty confidently.
They're so nice, though. I had an Albanian Uber driver the other day, and he was really a nice guy.
Yeah. Don't make me admit that I like Albanians on camera, man. Don't make me admit that I have that my closest friend is an Albanian and that
Albanians are going to be part of the New World Order.
Thankfully, Eldis says shit like this and knocks me off my...
The shift is happening.
Who's at the top of the New World Order?
God, I don't know. But it will be Albanians.
Let's not
soon.
Rank the races right now.
No. We're not ranking the races.
Let's not get an Albanian's perspective on which races are the most powerful.
We just want to know when the U.S. falls.
Right. Well, I think China, right? China. China's kind of poised.
An ally of Albania, by the way. Ally since the 70s.
Yeah. Right.
India's a little sleeper. They're a little sleeper.
That is
yet.
True. That
I think,
is.
I think we take them for, like, we we're do. Like... We're like, oh, they're not a threat.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of people.
They got numbers.
They got numbers, dude. They're doing numbers.
Yeah.
They have a strong work ethic.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, Chinese also have a strong work ethic. Arabs, that's why we're never going to be on top again. Yeah.
That's why I say Greeks are kind of like Arabs.
Yeah, they just hang out.
Because it's a chilling culture.
Yeah, you hang out.
Yeah, drink a little coffee cups.
A little coffee, a little tea.
Eat meat off a fucking stick. Meat off a thing. Yeah, it's awesome.
A lot of joking around. Not a lot of business.
No.
Unless it's import-export, of course.
Yeah. Well, Egyptian in particular, I feel like, is kind of its own little, you know what I mean? Like, because you guys kind of have, like, I don't know, like the North African thing, it's not quite the Middle East, you know what I mean? It's like you're in North Africa. It's not quite, it kind of has, again, like, you're in that, we could take a corner of the, like, a circle of the world that kind of has Greece, you know, Egypt, Turkey, and like a little piece of like those more southern Slavs, and it's like they're all pretty much the same type of guy, a different flavor of the same type of guy.
Same body though.
Yeah, definitely same body.
Us.
Definitely same body.
Variations of us.
Yeah. I love it. I love that. And it's a great, that is the thing, you're right in that there's a Slav core and also like an Arab thing of like, you could be a big fat piece of shit with the hottest woman you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
And that's like kind of expected. Like if you, like no one thinks, and that is something I am truly leaning into. That's what I've found in my, you know, in my advanced age of soon to be, well now, when this comes out, 36 years old. I've definitely found that out of like, that's the, you know, these are some lessons I can learn from my forefathers.
We're blessed at a time when you and I were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Brad Pitts.
Sure.
It was the Freddie Prinze Jr.
Right.
You know, it was the Ryan Reynolds.
You're right.
And now.
It's kind of bifurcated to you're either a twink that women want to fuck or you're like,
just
like
a fucking daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Kind of daddy.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it.
It's great.
There's a lot of different flavors of that too.
Yeah, there's the Adrian Brody, long nose,
right,
very skinny. He's like a hybrid of a twink and an ugly guy.
Right, he's both.
And then there's like the thick men. Like I would consider Javier Bardem as like a thickie.
Okay,
he's a thick. He's got
I don't
a
know
thick
that
booty.
You can claim him, but yeah,
you don't think so?
I think he's the ideal.
The ideal man.
The ideal of that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's like, the hottest ugly guy.
Yes. Like when a woman's like, I have a Javier Bar. Like a woman with an ugly boyfriend who just kind of, you know, has a nice head of hair maybe, you know. So, you know, they'd be like, I'm really into Javier Bardem types. You know what I mean? Like that. The way you might be like back when Pamela Anderson was an archetype and it was just like any blonde lady with like, big tits,
big
even
knockers.
If she wasn't like
Please
that
knockers.
Hot. Knockers is good. I do like knock. Actually, I don't really use knockers that much.
Well, I'm taking myself back.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she has huge knockers.
Fucking fat knockers.
My wife does love Javier Bardem.
I mean, point proven
there.
Every time she says that, I'm like, God, he's not really my type.
Exactly.
I do go more for the Brad Pitts. Call me old fashioned.
We're all idolizing Brad Pitt, and they're all idolizing. Yeah. Like, who's another ugly hot guy?
Yeah. Who's another one of
like,
these
I mean, there's
guys?
Old, like, Serge Gainsbourg, just straight ugly. He has a baddie. You know what I mean? Like, a baddie. Like, he's known for being ugly.
Yeah.
But, like, his wife, I mean, Jane Birkin, like, a total babe.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff.
That is, to me, an inspiration to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, off-looking guys.
My vision board is the pit. There's, like, a couple, I've said it before, red carpet pictures of My cousin Vinny, Joe Pesci.
Oh yeah,
and it's like him and his model, his like model wife that is like fully a foot and a half taller, and like the fucking aura just buzzing off him,
fucking drip.
Like it's like that's the thing of like I you know not tall. Like I don't give a fuck about height. I would date a taller one, but it's just like that imbalance of the like. There's something to be said of like just having that much sauce that it just doesn't matter.
Extra sauce.
Extra drip. Being very saucy. So I think because I did grow up around. See, I never had that thing of like, you know, not liking being. In fact, Greek people, I think, have the opposite problem of like weirdly thinking we're the best for no reason. And I grew up in a Greek community, like to the point where we called non-Greek people, we called them Americans, like other white people. We would just call them Americans. Like, you know, he hangs out with a lot of Americans. Or that, and that was a point of like when you went to Greece, that was an insult.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, this fucking Americanaki, right? And so I grew up around all that stuff in Minneapolis. Was it just like you and your family?
I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We didn't have really a community.
Right.
Like there was not a community of Arabs. And when I went to Egypt, they would call me Agnebi. Which means foreigner.
Yeah. Oh,
like my family.
Foreigner's even worse.
My family there is like, oh, what's up, you little foreigner? Yeah, you know? Yeah, I'm like, what? I'm not a foreigner. I'm Egyptian.
Yeah, saying
it in English, just like that.
Totally.
I'm not a foreigner.
To
my grandma. And like, yeah, I think that I was going to say that the key word, I think in order to have that, you have to have some sort of community.
Yeah.
And our community was just not, I mean, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, it was not, there was not, like, my dad was one of the first Egyptians to move to America, or at least to Minnesota.
Right,
to
Minnesota.
And it was, like, him and a couple boys, 1969, on one plane.
Wow.
And it was fire, though, because everyone was, like, that's when it was, like, dope.
Yeah.
That's when people hadn't met an Arab.
Totally.
And it was, like, Lawrence of Arabia type also, shit, like,
yeah,
exotic,
yeah, yeah.
Omar Sharif, like,
totally.
Exotic creature, like a rug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's fucking 1969, Summer of Love.
Yes, you know and my dad just... Full on Travolta. Yeah. If you watch Saturday Night.
A closeted gay man? Yeah.
No. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
It would be
but
fun.
Like, just watch that movie and said, that's me. That's the closest thing to me.
Slicked his shit back.
Yeah, he went full like disco, balls hanging out of the pants. Like, in every photo that I have of him, his balls. They're massive.
Yeah.
Massive hog.
Respect.
Did not
dude.
Bless me.
Damn. Like, there are that's photos, really tough.
Yeah, I
did
I
not only
blessed.
Know that, but like see the pics.
I mean, they're literally in my face every time I look at old photos. And I get embarrassed because every time I show like a woman in my life, they're always like, damn. And I'm like, I know exactly what you're thinking. And then it's a letdown. My dad had a huge dick. Like
that's
enormous.
Awesome.
R.I.P. to my
R.I.P.
dad.
That he's hogging in heaven
cause
right
of,
now.
Cause of death, massive.
Yeah. Too much blood flow.
He tripped on it.
Yeah.
And just fell down the stairs.
I get that, man.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to the boy.
R.I.P. to the boy.
So he moved by himself.
Yeah.
Is your mom American or
no? She's Egyptian too. Oh, okay. He went home. He did the old.
Oh wow.
He
got
did the old. Let
wife.
Me get me. Let, yeah. let me get myself a nice little Arab girl.
Yeah. Went to the wife store.
Yeah. Went to the wife store. Something. Did a little lying, which I thought was interesting.
Okay. About
told her.
What?
Told her he was. Okay. So he lied about his age.
Interesting.
He was 20 years older than her, but he told her that he was only 10 years older.
Wow.
And she didn't discover it until they were married and I was born.
Wow.
Which at that point is kind of her fault.
Yeah, I mean, that's like that doesn't say much about your mom's detective skills.
Yeah, like, mom, like you didn't know until I was born. And then she was like, and then it was too late. I was like, what a good liar.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Mad Men. My dad was on this Don Draper show.
Yeah, you're born. He's like,
he wasn't even there, bro. He was taking a nap.
Yeah. He's playing fucking backgammon, smoking a cigarette.
He was 45 when I was born.
Okay.
And my mom was 25.
Damn.
And she thought he was 35.
Wow.
I know. But he had.
From what you're telling me.
He looked good.
Did he look youthful though?
Yeah, he had that hog.
Okay.
Nice,
yeah,
useful.
Yeah.
He was
dickmatized.
He had this kind of look going on. Yeah, he was like an ugly hot guy.
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
So he was all good.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Wait, is your old man second generation? You're second generation.
I'm the first generation born here.
Oh,
so yeah. Oh, so okay, my family came here in the 80s, like a few years before I was born. They came here, and they were already married. My mom moved with her family. Her dad got a job and just moved the family to America without even like consulting his wife. He just came home one day. He was like, by the way, got a sick job offer. It's in Baltimore. And you know what's really fucked up? He had the choice between Astoria and Baltimore. And he fucking chose Baltimore because he knew one guy that...
That's the classic move.
And by the way...
That's how my dad ended up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
There was one guy.
Just that you know fucking one of your boys. And I say I'm pissed, but like, if my mom came to New York, she's probably not going... She hated Baltimore so much. And they weren't even in like the city, they were like the burbs. She hated it so much that she went back to Athens by herself. That's where she met my dad. So I say I'm pissed because in my head I'm like, he would just own a house here that's worth, like their house in fucking the shitty neighborhood that we grew up in is probably worth $170,000. And the house if they had bought a house here, would be worth $2.5 million.
Right.
But having said that, my mom probably never goes back to Greece. I'm never born, whatever. Or who knows how consciousness works. Maybe I'm born with my mom. Maybe it's passed through your mom and I'm just so fucking sexy. I don't have my dad's stupid, cowardly anger problem genes. And I'm just, or heart problem. Like.
That's a good take. Sperm doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like the essence is born from the mother's womb.
Yeah.
And the sperm is more about like, vibes?
Yeah, just fucking fleshing it out. There's probably a couple things that sperm gives you.
Yeah.
There are, I've been reading, aka seeing a couple TikToks. I think it's because my brother just had a kid, so I've been like just more interested in baby stuff and like and it's probably spying on me.
So you're on dad talk now.
So it's just like I'm getting videos that are like talking about babies, but also talking about like what does a baby get from its mom versus its dad? And apparently, like, you get certain... It does work that way, where it's, like, certain things really are, like, you know, way more determinative, depending on...
Send me those videos.
Yeah.
I just had a kid.
Oh, you just had a kid?
I just had a
Congrats.
Kid.
Congrats. Wow. How old are we talking? How old's the baby?
11 months.
Oh, yeah, cute.
She's dope.
That's awesome.
She's very cool. Imagine if I was like, she's...
she's so shitty, man.
She doesn't even know how to...
She doesn't chill.
Chill, I'll tell you that much. She's like an annoying chihuahua. Like, just doesn't stop moving.
God has your
and I
thing,
keep calling
maybe.
My mom. I'm like, what is going... She's like,
didn't you say you're always moving?
Yeah.
Maybe she got your little fucking...
My jeans.
Pop, insanity.
Papa's
your little, Yeah. Your little bootleg bipolar. Maybe she's got it.
Bipolar minus.
She's fucking choking Bluey.
The one thing that concerns me is I feel like her hands are too big.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, you know, with a dog.
Yeah.
That means happens? It's going to be a big dog.
Oh, she might be a big girl. That's cool.
Is it cool?
Yeah, she's fucking huge hands.
The hands are massive.
My nephew has... He has huge hands.
Okay, maybe it's just a baby thing.
I think it's a baby thing. They look big in comparison to their little ass body.
Dude, they're so big.
Because their arms are short as fuck.
Like T-Rex.
Yeah, but their hands are kind of, you know.
They're big, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope her hands don't grow.
Oh, you just want her to grow into them?
Yeah, they should stay that size.
You want dainty little hands, yeah, they're dude? Too nah, big. Dude, you want a big workman style girl. We're talking, she's going to be 20 in 2045.
So she can the AI machine?
Dude, it's going to be the big girls. It's going to be for the big girls, dude.
We need a big girl to man the AI computer.
Do you want it? Hands. What, you know, could be a fucking athlete, you know?
She could be an athlete, but that we would have nothing. I'm like not a throw the baseball around type of guy.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like let's make a funny movie.
Sure.
You know, I'm hoping that she's a Nepo baby.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I really
clock's ticking.
I am working very hard.
Right now, she's okay. No disrespect, I like your work, but there wouldn't be, if she gets cast in something, there wouldn't be an expose of her dad had some sick web series.
No, that's why I'm working so hard. That's why I'm working so hard. It's true.
Yeah, you want her.
Now I would say daughter of niche micro internet celebrity. Niche micro internet vertical short form unscripted video series creator, Kareem Rama's daughter, cast in a new unscripted vertical unscripted video series directed by her father.
Dude, you want people pissed off when you want people to love her and then figure out, you know, you want that cycle of, oh, this girl's rules, and then it comes out.
Right. So that's, she can't use so my last funny name. She has to, like Lily Rose Depp, brave.
A
brave woman.
Very.
She came out and said, brave. I'm Lily Rose Depp,
and my dad didn't do anything weird. My dad's still chill.
And my dad's really pirate.
She's 10 years too late, man. 10 years ago?
I know. She
was. He's the fucking fun pirate guy. He's not, there's nothing weird about him.
He's someone that was very attractive.
Yeah.
And then decided to literally look like a pirate.
Yeah. Yeah, he really was just like, am I literally, did he lose his mind to like Pirates of the Caribbean 4? Where he's like, I am this guy.
It's like, what was Austin Butler when he couldn't stop being the Elvis?
That guy fascinates me. I love that guy.
I like the bit. I wonder if it's a bit. He's like, I can't do it.
I don't think so. I think the best actors are so fucking stupid. Like, I think, like, they don't think, they just are, you know?
That's
and
true.
I think he's one of those guys. Like, that's how I feel about Brad Pitt. Great actor. You hear him talk, it's like, what the fuck? Or you hear him trying to be, like, funny, and it's like this sucks.
I just think about the name of his production company, which is Plan B Entertainment. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, brother, like, you've never heard of this other plan? Yeah. Like, come on. Like, yeah, you might be right. Your theory might be correct.
Yeah.
I was looking at all the production company names because I obviously want to start one. Mm-hmm. And they're not good.
Yeah.
Like, no one's getting creative.
Right.
You know? And
that's true.
It's a little upsetting.
I'm trying to think of any.
Like Jordan Peele. Shout out Jordan Peele. But, like, Monkey Paw. I don't like that.
I like it.
I would like to be in a Monkey Paw.
Not the horror.
But it's just
the classic Monkey Paw wish.
I know. No, I had to Google it. But it's just not like.
I like it.
Okay. You want to be. Dude. I know what you're doing.
Huh?
I know what
you're doing. I think it's great, Jordan.
You know, come to think of it, you're right. I didn't realize it was okay, so it's based on lore.
No, I actually like it. I'd love to trash things, you know, other things, but it's based on the Monkey Paw wish to me is such a funny.
Can you I've used that? It. I forgot what I Wikipedia'd it,
so
and I forgot.
Basically, it's basically like whatever. I want to have the, you know. It's like if you were like, I want to have the biggest dick in the world, right? And then they just shrink everybody else's dick. That's a Monkey Paw wish.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
It's like
Robin Williams' genie.
Exactly.
There's always a.
It's a more intense genie thing.
There's always a.
Unintended consequences?
Yeah, or like a catch.
There's always a catch. It's basically a more severe catch type thing where the genie's always trying to trick you. The Monkey Paw is just like basically that.
Well,
thing.
If you had a genie, what would you wish for?
I mean, I would like a bigger penis. Right?
That, if they did a survey, that's got to be...
It's number one with a bullet.
Definitely number one.
Even guys with a... Even your dad. Your dad, before he would wish to be back to life,
he's like,
he would wish to be in heaven with a fatter dick.
He's like, one more inch.
Just one more inch.
I want it to touch my knee.
Yeah. I don't fucking know. I guess I would honestly just wish for my body to be reset to like factory health settings.
Oh, that's a great,
you know,
because
I have like a fucked up shoulder.
Yeah,
you know, and so I would like to just lose. And not even, by the way, I don't want to lose. I don't want to be the BMI a man should be at my height, because then I would weigh 125 pounds probably.
You'd be Timothy Chalamet.
I would literally like, you know, on those charts are fucking hysterical. But I would just like to be, you know, still fat but not this fat, and just all my nagging injuries are gone. That's nagging in all, you know, health reset is the number one thing.
I think that is honestly really good.
Thanks, man.
And down to earth and
so
cool.
Hopefully the genies, if you're out there.
I woke up today sore. But I didn't work. Like, I was sore from
it's a tough feeling
walking around yesterday.
Yeah, it's a really tough
feeling. But I walked a lot. I've got to get probably around 10,000, I would say.
Not enough to be sore.
Not enough to be, but I'm like, my feet were sore. My shoulder is also sore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having the kid has made me...
I mean, 11 months, you're in the thick of it right now.
No, but it's made me realize that, like, my dad died when I was 20.
Mm.
And he didn't really take care of himself.
Yeah.
And it made me... I'm like, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Like, I already saw my like, mortality when my dad died.
Right, right.
And when
right.
you're a young man, you're like, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to do all this dumb shit. Like, I'm invisible.
For sure.
And so I immediately clicked into, like, responsible guy.
Yeah.
You know, didn't have as much fun as I probably should have had. And now with
in your 20s, you're talking about.
My 20s. Like, I had fun, but I didn't do, like, I didn't, like, study abroad. I didn't, like, you know, I had no real vision for my life aside from, like, I need to, like, be the father to my family, like, my actual mom and my brother and my sister. I stepped into that role.
Right.
So I missed out and work. So I started working when I was 14.
Damn, what are we doing?
McDonald's at 14.
Wow.
Which is, like, really young.
Yeah, you need a fucking paper.
On, like, my 14th birthday.
Wow.
I was like, I need a job.
Did you have a beard already, or?
No, but you know what was fucked up? I started working in the summer of 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. Damn, dude. Yeah. That's fucked up.
And I gained like 40 pounds.
Of course, dude.
I went to high school as like a fat boy.
Oh, no.
But all my life before that, I was like this, like almost fat, but not actually.
Yeah, So access to them fucking nuggets, boy.
I mean, I would literally walk past the nuggets and pop one.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, it's fucking you know, nuggets. Access to nuggets. So like, but 40 calories, that's how many are in one nugget.
Yeah.
Times 20.
Yeah.
Every day. And then also
800 extra calories.
Dude, and then mix in like
and that's no fries.
No, mix those in. Yeah. Mix in the ice
McFlurry.
Cream. I mean, I was eating 5,000 McDonald's calories.
Yeah.
And I think that McDonald's and those types of fast foods, I think that their calories, I really think are harder to lose than like regular like I think that they're like sticky.
Okay.
It's like they make a I'm
love this kind
doing,
of bro
I'm doing,
science.
I'm doing I'm doing Joe Rogan science. Yeah. But it sounds
convincing. Put that music under it, Elders. Yeah.
But back to the original point.
Yes.
The kid, like, I'm now, I'm like.
You want to live.
I'm like, should I monitor my health?
Yeah.
Like, they make it so easy. Like, the Oura Ring, mm-hmm. I don't have one yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I don't think those are real.
Does that thing monitor?
This doesn't really do shit. It's purely the steps. And, you know, it's like, it hasn't really, I've done a lot of health things where it's like, why haven't I seen any difference? But I think about, like, what would happen if I didn't do it. Like, I've been sober for a year, and people are like, I'm sober, and I cut out soda, and I lost 500 pounds, and, like, literally nothing happened. And then the same thing with, like, this Fitbit. It's like, I'm not a huge exercise guy, but when I don't wear it, there's just something in your dumb brain when it's like you're kind of – I'm not doing shit, and I see like, oh fuck, I only have 4,000 steps. Like,
right.
I'll go walk for even if you just, I'll just go pop out and like go fucking grab eggs or whatever.
Top
and
be
like,
it off,
and then I'll take an extra fucking. It's purely like kind of like the McDonald's thing of like something you're constantly thinking about. This kind of constantly puts it's purely steps. I don't monitor.
Yeah.
I also don't believe that these things actually monitor your sleep or your any of that shit. I think that's all. Yeah, go crazy. Yeah.
I just want to ask him in another man's house.
Thank you.
I don't know. Like my friend was like saying it like monitors your oxygen. It can tell you when you're about to get sick. I don't know.
I think that's all fake.
You think so?
I think that's we all are worried about dying and they know that and they're like, oh, they'll buy this $500 piece of fucking metal if we say it. It'll make them live longer. That's my guess. I think it, don't get me wrong, I think it can work. I just think you probably, for it to really work, you probably have to calibrate it, and that's different for different people's bodies and all this other shit. There's a way to track things mm-hmm. for sure, and maybe Whoop, those straps are better. I don't fucking know, and I'm sure some of them work. I just feel like a lot of the data you're getting is probably fucking fake. Like that fucking weird guy that, like, you know, Brian. Measures his son's cock Brian at Johnson. Night.
I just watched the doc. Yeah. I just like, watched the doc.
He has the ability to, like, track his shit.
You think he sneaks into the room with a little tape measure and measures
his
son's
cock? Yeah. He takes a string and he measures the diameter of his son's cock. No, but he's measuring his son's erections or whatever. And he just looks like a regular, he looks like a fucking regular ass dude. And he looks shiny as fuck.
He looks really shiny, but that's just the skincare routine.
Yeah, exactly.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I've heard you talk about your weight a lot. Are you actively trying to lose weight? And is it because you are afraid of, like, I don't know, like a cartilage? I don't know, like some sort of like. Are you afraid of like a blood thing? Clot or like? Yeah. Are you or is it more about your appearance?
It's not about my appearance at all.
A sexy boy.
Thank you, I appreciate
like,
that.
Like truly,
it's actually you have fucked the sauce.
I appreciate
you have
that. Joe Pesci
thank
sauce.
Thank you, thank you.
You are Joe Pesci.
Stop.
Yes, no,
that's too much. It's actually I wish it was about my appearance because like in the past when I wasn't as confident, when I wasn't successful, when I didn't have shit going on. The things that made me lose weight were my appearance and feeling like insecure and all this stuff. And like, you know, will I see a picture I'm tagged in from an angle I wasn't aware of and be like, God damn, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, I'll have that, you know. And appearance wise, I would legitimately like to lose like 30 pounds, but I would be very comfortable being like 270. You know, but I should be less than that. And it's purely health. It's exactly what you said. It's like, I want to fucking live. And then especially, you know, it's not my kid, but a nephew is like a real, I'm like, I want to be around for this kid. And it's even, you know, I'm even thinking about, do I want to have kids? Do I want to have a family? Whatever. And the nephew really makes you think like, oh, this is a fucking new, it's a crazy to just put it plainly. It's a new generation.
Yeah.
And that this kid, I have to be for this kid what my aunts and uncles and like the people that are still in my life. And it just kind of makes you think like, holy fuck, there is a before this kid was born and there's an after. And then you think about how you only know your parents for half their fucking lives. And like, I'm at the age right now where they had me at 33 or 34 and my brother's at 36. I'm 36. So I'm like at the age, every life experience I have had, it's like, I don't know that part of my family's life. A whole, what,
right,
my entire existence
right,
is
yeah.
like, so I want to have that level of life after this kid. And like, it's just insane to think like, oh, I'm entering the second half of life where I'm the adult to some babies and some kids. And so like, yeah, it's that.
It's weird.
It's the invincibility thing and that's over. And not only that, but it's thinking like, wait, what did I waste my youth on? Like some guys drugs, whatever. It's like ate ice cream. Like I ate ice cream and didn't get that much pussy. And you know what I mean? Like it was like I didn't do cool shit. I didn't like jump off cliffs.
Well, you had a good you had a good fourth quarter.
I had a good
the first
we
half.
Closed strong.
Yeah,
for
you,
sure.
You had a good maybe even third and second half. You had a good second half.
Sure.
When does the second half start? Like 24?
20.
It's like 24 to 34.
I had a good 25. I had a horrible 3 after that, and the rest were pretty good.
You had a horrible 3?
Just moving here is tough.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't know what age were you when you moved to
I was 25.
Yeah, say I moved to 26.
So it feels old. It
feels a little old.
You got to catch up.
And it's exactly, it's like you're going through shit you should be going through when you're 21. Like the shitty apartment, you know, I lived in this place, but it was shitty. You know, we had a bunch of roommates, and I lived in the living room, and like, you're so fucking broke. you move. I came from, you know, I was doing stand up, and you come from your little town where you're the man, and then you come here and everyone hates you. You know what I mean? And it's like no one wants a new comedian. No one cares about you. And even the people that like you, it's like they can't help. The people that like you and are nice can't help you. Mm-hmm. It's because it's the shittiest people in the world or bookers and like, you know, whatever.
Right.
That's not true. Shout out to Patrick at the stand. I got past the stand very quickly. He was the man for that. But like, you know how like small time bookers that are shitty comics that want some power in the world. So they run a bar show. And then those people, if you're actually funny, are mad because they're like, great. Another person who's better than me in New
more
York.
Competition.
You know what I mean? And so I was so depressed. I broke up with this girl and I felt weird about it. And it was just like a depressing.
It's hard.
You know, and then, you know, I got a fucking, and I had a shitty, you know, writing job, which it was for a shitty website, but at least I could pay my rent, which is huge. And then, you know, eventually Comptown took off and I didn't have to worry about money, and then people would start seeing me on the road. Because I was working a lot as an opening act, but even that, it's like I would make like after fucking expenses, like you make $300 a weekend. You know what I mean? It was just fucking brutal. So that was really depressing. But yeah, the tail end of it has been good. But even that, it's like it's its own issues of I don't do well with excess. Now the last couple of years, I had too much. I had everything I wanted.
Right,
and that killed me.
Right,
that was gonna kill me. So it was like. You know, it's all its own
the balance, thing. Balance, learning. But I think as we enter early man, I guess late manhood. What are we in? I guess mid
manhood.
We're mid.
Yeah, we are mid men.
Like the changes are like the shoulder pain, like waking up and feeling sore.
My back is just fucked.
It's just so weird because it's like you never thought it would happen.
Yeah.
And it's here.
It's here. You hear people talk about it, and you're like, those old pieces. Dude. Those pathetic old cocks. And I went to the doctor, I went to it for a checkup, and they were like, they saw like some fucked up discs. And I go to like a back spec. I'm about to go on tour, so I'm like, you know, actually Dreamboat Tour. It's been going on for a while. Buy your tickets. And I was like, oh, I should get this fixed before I leave for the tour. I'm going to sleep on a bus. It's going to be weird.
It's going
to
be awful.
And then I go to the doctor. He's like, okay, well, so really nothing you can really do about this. You can maybe put some shot. If the pain is really bad, here's a doctor that will shoot you up with, like, I guess what they give NFL players.
Yeah, it's like steroids.
When they have fucking ACL tears and they still want to play in the Super Bowl. And I was like, what?
I have the same thing. I have a herniated disc.
Yeah, I have a, yeah.
And the worst, like, I never really did anything about it for a long time. I've had it for a long time, but it was like, it was annoying, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world. Yeah. And then this summer, it slipped and I couldn't fucking walk.
Oh,
dude,
yeah,
I thought I was paralyzed.
Yeah, damn.
And I had to go to the ER. And and it was like painful driving to the ER. And it was only like 15 minutes away. And I was on Long Island at the time. And I couldn't walk. And I felt like I had to get painkillers, which were nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
And then it happened again, like 2 weeks later, right after I'd recovered. So I finally was like, I need to pay attention to this thing. So I went to I had the same situation. They're like, well, we could do surgery, but we don't recommend it unless it's like really bad. I'm like, well, what's really bad? And they're like, you know, it's like hard to tell what's really bad.
They're like, well, if you can never walk, if you have to spend all your times in a hot tub, like that happened to fucking Bill Walton, the NBA guy. He had such a bad back that he just was in a hot tub for like 9 hours a day.
That's awful.
He would just be chill. And it was a cool hot tub. He lived in like fucking somewhere tropical.
But now I'll send you this thing. I bought this thing on Amazon that I lay on every morning.
Okay.
And it kind of decompresses the spine.
I think it's the spiky thing.
It's a little spiky thing, but it's not too spiky. Okay, it's more of just a curve.
All right.
I do it every morning for like 5 minutes.
Bro, I'm interested.
I feel like link it loosens me up, it dude. Up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's minimal amount of work, which is nice because it doesn't take too much time. And then yoga has helped. I haven't had it since I started doing that and yoga. I haven't herniated the disc. But anyways, yeah, it was like something that needed to be addressed for a long time.
Yeah.
And I finally addressed it. And now I'm like, okay, what do I do about the shoulder? Like, do I fix it?
Once you start doing, that's where I'm at, where I started addressing my shit. And it's like, damn, there's so much shit to do, man.
I know. And who has time? I think about people that, I don't know if you work out or not.
Yeah, I do. I do. That's the other fucked up thing. I've been working out truly three times a week. And I've been doing like a whole year. Like this year has been, I've been sober. I've been working out with the exception of maybe 2 week stretches here and there. I've been fucking getting my steps. My diet has been, that's how bad my diet can get, where it's like, that's the only bad thing and that's fucking me up. But yes, I do work out.
Well, maybe internally you are actually healthy though.
I would, like, you know, my doctor keeps being like, he doesn't say, the subtext is like, why don't you have diabetes? After every test. And I'm like, he's like literally made me check my heart and my diabetes like 3 times. I hired like one of those doctors that comes to your house and shit, because I just like was in Baltimore and I was like, let's just figure this. I need to make sure I don't die on this tour. And yeah,
So maybe the working out stuff is working.
Even that, that's...
You don't trust that?
It's the meme of the guy getting to the, like, diamonds. Oh, yeah. And that's my diabetes. He's like, keep going. He's not going to lose weight. One more year and we're giving it to him.
Every time I go to... Like, I didn't get a physical for, like, 2 years. Yeah. And I was like, again, baby was born. I was like, I should get this. I actually just got it, like, probably last month. And I was like, this is not going to be good. Because I was like, I have high cholesterol. Yeah, I'm going to have diabetes. Yeah. Like, I don't eat that well. Like, I do a lot of cleansing.
Eat whatever a cabbie tells you to eat.
Yeah, and sometimes that's not a good idea. And he was like, you're pretty healthy. You should watch the cholesterol, which I had high cholesterol when I was 14 due to the nuggets.
Yeah, me too. I think literally I worked as a telemarketer across the street from a Wendy's. Too.
I was a telemarketer.
And that's what did it for me. Oh, nice, dude. We have a lot to get to, man.
What did you sell?
Mortgages. Part of the
subprime,
part of the housing crisis for sure. I mean, the good thing is I was so bad at it, I did not convert a single mortgage.
Really?
I worked there for like, you know, I don't know, 6 months, 1 year.
So your name was never on the board?
Never on the board. Wow. One time it almost was, and then the guy's credit like fell through at the last second.
Damn.
And it actually saved me from having that on off my conscience.
Right, but now you don't have to worry about destroying a family.
Yeah. we could talk forever, but we need some of your fatherly wisdom. You got to come back. We have so much. We have more to talk about for sure. Telemarketing, how you feel about being a father. Was the child on purpose? A lot of questions. But let's take some of this advice. Let's do a little advice. And something to plug here in the middle. Obviously, Subway Takes. Whatever.
Subway Takes. Keep the meter running. We're doing a live show of Subway Takes. Subway Takes Live in March at Joe's Pub. Tickets already available, but we haven't promoted it yet.
Hopefully, so the show hasn't happened yet. We don't know when this comes out. So either buy your tickets or look out for the next one.
Yeah. Come to a sitting near.
Yeah.
Oh, and cool. A movie. I have a movie or something.
Oh, there we go.
Watch it. Written, produced, starred, co.
Love that.
It's called Or Something. I don't know when that's coming out, but hopefully.
We'll put it in right now. If we know the date, we'll do this for a second. Movie comes out on, and then we'll put the date right there. go ahead, Eldis. Play some calls, little buddy.
Hey, Savi. Hey, Eldis. Hey, guest of honor. So I'm 23. I live in New York City. I have about, like, 4 more months of living here, deadline, whatever. It's fine. But
deadline.
I spent the entirety of 2024 sexless.
Crazy.
I didn't have sex one time.
She has a sexy voice.
She does.
And, like, I'm hot. So I need to know some tips on how to get good, hot sex.
That's
in
hard.
The city.
Sex
and I
is
don't
not
want
hard.
Use dating apps.
And you don't want to use dating apps.
I want a bar scene meetup.
Mm-hmm.
That classic, like,
come on,
seeing each other and then going home with each other. Like, what are the tips here? Because no one in my generation does that anymore.
I just
need to know some tips. So
go ahead.
She's misguided.
Bye.
She's misguided. She's very misguided.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think she chose to be sexless. And that's why she's not having good hot sex.
Well, first of all, let's start there. Good hot sex. You're 23. Guys in your... I'm just thinking about how bad I was at fucking at 23.
She can't fuck a 23-year-old.
Hey, he said it, not me. The guy with a kid, you know?
She needs to go 30 plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like 30 to 35.
Or even late 20s. But like right in 20... Yes, exactly. What she's looking for does not happen... I remember being 23 and like going to a bar and like, you know, looking at a girl and like be like, hey, and her being like, hey, and then me being like, can I have a beer, please, sir? You know, like just the second it didn't go perfect. Like, yeah. I can count on my hands at that age how many women I met and it went well. And the whole time I was like, the whole time it felt like when you just like are trying to keep something like trying to keep the DDR multiplier going. We're like, I can't miss a fucking single step or I'm back to zero.
It was hard.
You know? And so that's part of it. I mean, yes, probably going older is the, especially in New York, is the quickest solution. There's so many man children that have done nothing, but there's so many people that were losers in high school and didn't get pussy and moved to this city to
and
be.
And now they're rich.
And now they're rich. Yes, you know, so. And all they've done is, you know, whatever thing got them rich and try to fuck girls for 15 years.
But
10
she's
years.
Not looking for relationships. She's just trying to get smashed out. I think she needs to go to rich, elegant places. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she's got to stop by, like Balthazar.
Okay.
Like, she's got to go to the classics. Like, mm-hmm. she's going to bars. She's got to go to restaurants that have bars.
Okay.
And hang out at these places that have, like, a $60 steak.
Mm.
I think she can't go to, like, Cowboys and Divorces in Williamsburg. You know, she can't go to, like, the Levy. She can't go to, like, she can't go to Delancey Street.
There's too many hoes running around.
Right. There's too much competition.
Right.
She needs to go to, like, a nice, elegant, and stand by the bar and just put out Riz.
I just wonder.
She sounds like she has Riz.
Well, she doesn't, though, because she spent a whole year not getting fucked.
But that's my choice.
Right, but her body, her choice. She could, yes. But I guess part of it is also, like, you can't sit in your fucking room.
No.
Or even just at a bar with your friends and just, you know, and, like, basically she's like, I'm so hot that I should be able to just, like, be wherever I am and a guy that I will like and that will fuck awesome. Not even just fuck me, but will fuck awesome will approach me. Mm-hmm. And, like, all that stuff happens, especially good hot sex. You know, we're no prudes here. We're pro-hoes, everything. But you do have to have for actual good hot sex, you either have to have some sort of connection with the person or, like, nothing in common, and weirdly, you guys fuck
just a
awesome.
Primal.
There's just like those are the two. That's the two ways that happens.
I think that she could also quarterback it a little bit more. Like she needs to be like, I see that guy, he fucks.
Yeah.
I would like to fuck him, and she needs to come up and say
a smile.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Or like here, this is
even
my
make friend. Eyes.
Yeah,
like,
make eyes.
It's not going to take that much. I guess my question is, if we were talking to our friend here live, okay, you don't want to be on dating apps. To me, you're already setting yourself up. You could be selective on dating apps. A hot woman gets 100,000 matches
a day.
Like, it's like, so you could just find a hot, and the second you don't like what's going on, you could just fucking drop it. It's no big deal. That's the whole point of that game, right?
It's like shopping for a car.
Exactly. And so, you know, you could do that. You already say you don't want to do that. So you've already eliminated one avenue to potential dick, right? Which is fine. I get that. Dating apps are weird. But then how often, are you putting yourself out there? I wouldn't even necessarily say don't go to those trashy places that we all went to when we were in our fucking 20s. But like, yeah, have a mix of play. You have to be like, we have to kind of give her the same, even though she's a hot woman, we have to give her the same advice we would give incels, which is what she is. She is an incel. She's literally she's femcel. So you have to, your dating life starts with your social life. So are you doing shit?
Right.
Are you like putting yourself in a position to meet people? You don't want to be on apps? Okay. Are you fucking going to, you know, cool gallery openings, movies, places you might bump into?
Stand-up comedy
shows. I would stay away from those. Especially if it's from podcasters.
I think also.
That's where all the good hot sex is to be found.
It sounds like she's new maybe to New York City and doesn't realize it's a cutthroat city.
It's a cutthroat city, babe.
Even to get good hot sex.
Even if you're a hot 23-year-old. And that's true. It is cutthroat for everyone. Yeah. Everything is a little harder here, but the rewards are so much better. And also she says she's living here deadline, like, you're only 23. You're already going to move back to fucking Iowa or
she
wherever
the fuck.
She
might be running
fuck.
Out of money.
That's true. That
or
is
she
true.
Just needs dick that yeah. badly. Yeah.
I'm gonna
She's
go
like,
home
I'm going
where
back
I can
home.
Get fucked. I think, yeah, I remember being young and having an idea of what New York is going to be. And if she's like, I need to fucking some hot guy to fuck the shit out of me and I need to get famous in 4 months or I'm moving home, you got to give it a little more time. You got to give it a little more time. You know, we've all been there. But so these are our general questions. Are you putting yourself out there? You seem to have, you know, confidence So if that's, you're good there, but it's like, you do got to put yourself out there somewhat. You at least have to put the ball in play. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just be fine. You don't want to take charge. I get that. You're a beautiful young woman. You have an idea of how you want these things to go, but to win, you have to at least be in some games.
Nothing comes easy.
So get out there, baby girl. Go to a wide variety of places.
Believe in you.
We do believe in you.
I think that you got a great attainable voice, too.
And also, if you have a couple bad ones, don't let that discourage you.
Nope.
Right? Like, if you're looking to get, you know, turbo fucked or whatever it
if
is. If
at first you don't succeed, brush yourself off and try again.
That's right. The road to a W is littered with losses.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right. That's right. It's true.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
What else we got, LD?
Stavros, Scott again.
Hi, Scott.
Hope you guys are well. So the biggest problem I've been having lately is I just overeat, man. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'll hit a McDonald's,
addictive.
Right?
It's addictive.
Get the fucking quarter pounder with cheese.
Respect.
Large fries.
Respect.
Large Coke.
Light work.
Solid. Good. Can't beat it. I'll eat that.
Oh.
And then right after, I'll hit Taco Bell.
You have my attention.
I understand. This is something I'm addicted to as well.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Supreme style.
Mm. I love this guy.
I'm and so hungry.
Me not too, actually.
I'm so fucking hungry.
And at the end of the night, I feel like shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that makes sense. My real question is, what do you do to curb this acting out with eating?
I mean,
thanks. Love you guys.
It's so fucking hard. He said this, and it just transported. We're especially the last girl. Now she already started me getting on being 23, and then this guy, and I'm like, oh my god, I remember the fucked up shit we would do at McDonald's, dude, at Taco Bell. I coming home from open mics I would go to drive to DC, and there was a McDonald's on Route 1 right before you got to 295 to drive to Baltimore, and if I had the willpower to get, like, it was like I was literally like, Don't turn. But the problem was there was one also at the exact opposite. Oh. There was one when you got off the highway at 95 right before. And so it was like, if one the McDonald's in D.C. didn't get me, the McDonald's in fucking in Baltimore That's would get tough. Me. And I remember just the orders creeping. It's starting like kind of, you know, like not crazy. A sandwich, fries, and I would even go like Diet Coke. And then it would just be like, well, let's throw it. You know, I'm getting a...
Throw in the nugs.
Let's throw some four nuggets on a fucking burger.
McFlurry.
And then it just like, yeah, it just fucking cascades. I respect this guy for being this level of like, he's got to get two places. Curbing it is tough. Honestly, you have to fucking... In my experience, you have to fucking treat yourself like a fucking gremlin, like a mogwai, whatever. And like, lock yourself up overnight. But if you're out there, and also finding things that feel indulgent, like what I tried for years was pure diet, pure like I'm having apples with a little peanut butter at midnight instead of a fucking and that's not gonna happen. You have to you have to have like the methadone of junk food, in my opinion. This is harm reduction. This is not like, so you're not, this is not solving your problem completely. Cause if you're built this way, you're going to want to do this. And like, even now where I've lost, you know, this past year, I've lost like approximately at my, I lost 40 pounds. I gained 20 of it. I lost 10. So like, let's say right now I'm like 30-ish pounds down from this time last year. And I wanted it to be a little more this year. Obviously, you know, I wanted that to be better. But when I was really on my shit and eating really clean or like eating really good, I just tracked my calories. And I knew I was a late night eater. So honestly, it sounds fucking stupid. I just wouldn't eat. I'm a guy who doesn't really need breakfast, I learned. Mm-hmm. I just didn't eat. I just saved my calories for later.
Skip breakfast.
And not only that, but there's a Costco brand of chicken tenders that's very lightly breaded that the macros are pretty good on it. And like, you eat that with a little dipping, with a buffalo sauce, it feels like you're eating something, and you can have like...
So you need a placebo effect.
You need the placebo. And then even Halo Top, right? Like a little fucking fake ice cream.
You can eat the whole pint.
You can eat the whole pint. And you do... I have had nights where it's like, I will have a 750 calorie meal that if you took a picture of it, looks... Eat like a really fucked up meal, but it's chicken tenders and it's fries that I would, you know, you can cut the fries. And if you don't want that, there's, you know, there's like frozen fries that you can put tenders in air fryers and the macros are pretty good on.
Because less oils,
you're all this shit. Fryer. Like there's just little stuff you can do because you sound pretty young. There's also pretty, you know, whatever. This is a problem because this is also, it feels fucking good. It's your little ritual. And if you can have that positive feeling and not have the negativity, like, that's nice. Like, I remember when I was dieting really heavy in the summer, I would, like, it was my ritual. It was the same way when I would come home and I would have a fucking diet A&W root beer with, like, I would make these, like, protein pancakes that were cottage cheese, egg whites, and a little bit of oat flour, and I would put a little bit of fucking Halo Top, and I would and I would make it like a little fucking crepe roll up thing, and it's like that thing was like 200 calories with a bunch of protein, but in my head I'm like I'm having a pancake with ice cream.
You're gluttonous.
And I would eat a little, and so that's what's worked for me in the past. Trying to pretend this is not the disability that I have, that I must have something delicious. And I'm only saying this because this guy does not sound like he's in the place to go cold turkey. You hear it in his voice.
I don't think he should go cold turkey.
Yeah.
I will say, I think it's okay what he's doing, but it needs to happen in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if he wants to hit that Taco Bell.
And yeah, I'm not saying to cut it out of your life completely, for yeah. sure.
I feel bad because he sounds like it's a curse.
Yeah, it is. He's Believe really me, upset. I have this. I have whatever he has.
I can't comment on because I'm not addicted to fast food. I like it. I look at it like a treat.
Yeah.
Like when I go to Taco Bell, I'm like, ooh, I think about it for 2 days.
Yeah.
So that's the delayed gratification.
Right,
like now I will have Taco Bell probably within the next 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's come up.
About it. Yeah.
But
yeah.
If I see it, I don't really think about eating it. But if we have a conversation, I start thinking about how good the quesadilla is.
Yeah, it tastes
like fake and delicious.
Yeah.
And then the tacos are fire. Like,
yeah.
And then you can get a whole accoutrement.
Yeah, you get a nice setup, dude, for sure.
And so I don't know. It's definitely a tough situation, but I think hang in there. I think try to moderate. I think look at it as a reward to a tough day.
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to, you know, it's like
you can get caught in that feedback. Like I was just thinking,
what is a weekend?
Yeah. Speaking as a guy who literally like this is what I'm addicted. That's what I've learned more than anything. It's like I have taken pretty much every drug and it's fine. Like I can stop. I legitimately can stop. I cannot. This is harder by an order of magnitude. It's like food, weed, and then like I guess when I was taking pills, and I wasn't taking it that much, don't get me wrong, I was never like I need to take a fuck pills, but it's like those are just so good that you're like the first day you're like I need to chill out. It's kind of like the fucking Lord of the Rings where you're like maybe just one more.
Well, those feel good.
Yeah, well, you
this what, doesn't make you feel good though.
The second you're eating it, there's four incredible minutes.
You're sweating in bed.
But see, dude, I've said this before. It, to me, it kind of is like, it is kind of pill heroin-like where it's like, you're in that fucked up, like, I'm so full, I can't do shit. I literally like that feeling. That afterwards, where I don't like shitting my fucking brains out or whatever, but I like being there stuffed to the fuck. I'm also, you're usually high too. It's like,
yeah,
you're stuffed, you're high, your blood sugar's crashing, you're just a fucking vegetable, and you're watching fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and you're like, this is the happiest I'll ever be in my life. And I literally mean that, where it's like, if there was a pill I could take to have the moment of just smoked a little bit, ate the food so I feel stuffed, but it's not starting to hurt my stomach, there is like a beautiful half hour
I think
window.
You need that stick.
What stick?
That O stick.
What's that?
The Ozempic.
Oh, yeah. No, for real.
That makes
I
you
have
feel
done. Full. I have done some very serious research. I'm looking into with my healthcare professional.
Your team.
Me and my team are
medical team.
Me and my medical team are engaged in some serious discussions, because that is kind of what this last year taught me, is that, like, yeah, even this guy asked a question about McDonald's and I have not shut the fuck up for 20 minutes. Kareem has not gotten a word in edgewise. And he had stuff. He was like, oh, I know. You were like excited. And I was just thinking about how much.
You're a fucking expert.
I literally just snapped out of it. Like, I have this addiction. So that is sort of what I am. I do think I'm going to try it.
Yes,
I do think I'm going
to. I know some people that have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And it's easy. It seems like it's effective.
Yeah.
It it makes you feel full. So nothing changes in your body.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it does, but
something,
like,
I mean, the
you
way
just you feel, you eat less because you feel full.
For sure.
And you feel
sure.
satisfied.
Yeah. And there's, I've been looking into it, and I'm not even worried about the long-term shit now. I'm like, all right, what about the side effects? And especially going on tour, it's like, I don't want to be fucking having diarrhea on a tour bus fucking 20 hours a day, but whatever. We'll see. I have some, like I said, We're in discussions.
And
I think I am going to try it this year, because what I tried this last year was, what if I really tried to be healthy? And, like, it worked until I started having to work. Until Tires came back, I had this movie to promote while Tires was shooting. And that was actually that's what killed
also
me.
Also, doing it with the sobriety is hard.
And sober,
because the, you know.
All you have left is
the food. Yeah.
When you're stressed. Anyway. I think that was enough for you, but you take my advice. You see that it pains me greatly that I've gone through what you've gone through. And yeah, just, I think you're at a point where you need to keep the ritual, but make it a little less harmful for you right now. I am fucking hungry now that we're talking about it.
I'm so hungry.
I got some fucking rice in the rice cooker.
I might go to Taco Bell. Is there one around here?
There is one pretty close. Well, not super
close.
That's what
I'm having for lunch. Fuck it. I'm on a cleanse right now. I'm actually on a cleanse. That's why I'm so hungry. Oh. That's yeah, I do awesome. These 7-day bursts. I do a little burst.
And what's the
cleanse? It cleans your body. No, you do a smoothie. This is why I like it. You do a smoothie in the morning and they give you like all this powder and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can put like pretty much any fruit and vegetable in there. And then you do a very healthy lunch where you can get anywhere. That's why this fits into my life. Because I can go to lunch, get like a salmon salad or
chicken salad. You to get a healthy
lunch. But you just like, you have a list of foods that you can eat and not eat. Like cheese is not on the list. Sure. But like salmon is. So like I can still be social, have lunch. And then at night it's another smoothie.
Okay.
And these supplement pills and tea.
Hmm.
But it is more of a, like, I actually look great. I'm on day 3 right now. Nice. I'm de-bloated, completely nice. De-bloated.
Interesting.
And I think it's for detoxifying and inflammation, and it essentially cleans the inside of your body.
Okay, damn.
I'll send you a link.
I'd like to, yeah.
I really like it. I did it for 14 days once, and this time I'm doing 7 days. I'm doing a little burst, but okay. I do it like 2 or 3 times a year. Feels good.
I might fucking do it. I might fuck around and do
it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right, let's get a fucking another question here. I am fucking hungry and I have some salmon, but...
Hey, Stavi, baby. How you doing, man? So nice to hear your voice and see your beautiful face.
Thanks, man.
I have a quick question for you. So, my wife is a rock star. Mm. She lets me have a girlfriend, it's pretty fun.
Damn, that's so. This guy is the most mild mannered. Even calling your wife a rock star,
like a LinkedIn.
Yeah, exactly.
He's total social media rock star.
Yeah, yeah. He really has that, and he was just mild mannered as fuck. Awesome. Did not expect that to be where this is going. But go ahead.
But my girlfriend's husband. He's struggling doing his husband.
Come on, Eldis. Let's just put this on Eldis got duped watch.
This is a total.
This is fucking fake.
It's a great bit, though.
But let's hear it out. We're on Eldis got duped watch, everyone. Go ahead.
He's struggling doing his husbandly duties and.
Come on, man.
Just being a good dad.
This guy's trying not to laugh.
Good husband and good provider overall. I'd love to give this guy some advice.
So I'm to believe that you want advice for your girlfriend's husband.
It's a great bit.
And by the way, it's like, yeah, this is crazy.
It's a great bit. I mean, I don't want to minimize it, though, if it's not a bit.
I would. I do. But go ahead, Eldis. Let's just finish it out.
Because I'm able to keep his wife and my wife happy. I don't know how to filter it. To him without
what are you talking
making
about?
Him like a total cuck.
He wants to be nice.
Yeah, any pointers you can give would
insane.
Be helpful.
This is not real.
Trying to get
this is not how these poly fucking freaks
advice,
talk.
But obviously he's not a great listener. Pointers would be appreciated. Best of luck. Love your show. Stay on your diet. You look beautiful. Bye.
I think he should fuck the husband.
Yeah, fuck his ass.
Like, literally fuck him.
Yeah.
That will
honestly, work. Yeah, you have to fuck each other for supremacy of the polycule, and then he has to listen to you. This isn't real. There's no way this is fucking
it's
real.
It's definitely not real.
Because you don't sit your fucking girlfriend's husband down and have a life chat with him. That's not, these people fuck each other. You fuck your girlfriend. You don't fucking give her husband fucking life advice, Eldis. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a little more, he's a little controlling.
Yeah,
just
that's your issue,
let him
buddy.
Cook. She likes the guy. You don't get a,
yeah,
you,
first of
you
all,
don't get a meddle in their life.
Yeah, yeah.
She's happy. He's happy.
We don't believe you. If you want to come back, call back with, you know, some proof. I don't know how you would do it. Some proof. Maybe make it sound less like you're smiling the whole time. I mean, it literally sounds like he's about to laugh the whole time. And he's, like, talking in short, clipped sentences so he doesn't lose it. So we don't believe you. Eldis is fucking stupid. Next question, Eldis.
Hey, Stavi. Hey, Eldis. And esteemed guest. I'm calling because I have a bit of a predicament with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
She fancies herself a bit of a matchmaker and has convinced herself that she has found the perfect soulmate for me.
Hilarious.
And she's really insistent on introducing us and has been for the last 2 or 3 months. The problem is that the last person she introduced me to, I ended up having to get a restraining order against. So, obviously, I don't really trust her judgment.
Come on, this one feels fake too. Keep going.
But for some reason, she's just insistent on trying to get me to go out with this guy that she thinks will be the love of my life. So I was wondering if you could give me some advice on how to approach this with her. I don't want to
just say, no.
Say, hey, don't think that you're a good judge of character.
Why don't you want to say that? Pause this.
Just say, as your friend, you know that the last time you hooked me up with a guy, he went to jail.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody so cooks you a meal and you get violent diarrhea from it, and they're like, "Hey, I got some fucking linguine for you." You might not have the fucking linguine. I mean, what is this? This is crazy.
I think she's being too soft. I think it's easy. Hey, friend, I know you have good intentions and you want to set me up with a guy. I'm okay.
Also, like, she doesn't feel bad about the guy, the other person having a fucking restraining order.
No, she's re-upping.
That actually could be it. She might feel so bad
that she's
like, oh, I can fix this if I get her actual husband. And so, yeah, look, and maybe I do believe this because it is how funny, like, this is like, you know, women not trying to hurt anybody's feelings and being so, like, so, dating being so hard that you're just like, maybe I should do it. But it's like, you don't want to do it if you had to meet this person. Like, also, your friend is fucking weird, too, because it's like, what is she telling this guy? Like, if someone is telling me for months, like, you gotta meet my friend,
it's the love of your life.
What is she saying to the other person?
Probably the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like you just if she's your good friend, just have. I mean, a
that's
serious
nuts that you don't say that.
Yeah,
like
that's
you
the
know,
first
like
thing.
Mark tried to fucking stab me. I don't want to get fucking noodles with this guy. That's what you say. Like, you're on probation from. What do you mean you don't want to say that? That's
or
crazy.
She could also lie and just say, I'm dating someone.
No, she can't lie. She can't live like this. Her friend introduced her to somebody who she had to get a restraining order against.
I don't want her to lie, but just in case she needs, like, if she just,
no,
if it's
no, because something's fucked up in their relationship with
the
this
power
friend.
Dynamic.
If you can't tell her, are you out of your fucking mind? I'm going to go on a fucking date.
That's true.
With somebody after the last guy. That's true. Fucking was in my air vents. Like, then you like, what? This isn't a friend. This is a person you're scared to speak up around, and that's something you need to think about, and that's something you have to, like, this is an assertiveness problem overall for you, I think. Like, that's even underlying this thing. Like, look, you don't have to meet this guy, and yes, you could lie, whatever, but you don't want to be the kind of person that somebody fucks you. I mean, this, your friend fucked you over. She might have good intentions, whatever, but, like, you're allowed to be pissed at this person.
You're allowed to say no.
Like, they fucking had a, they brought a weird criminal stalker into your life. Like, you're allowed to not, and yeah, even if you're not pissed, you're like, hey, I get it. You couldn't have known. You just met this guy at work and you thought he was cool. I just don't fucking trust. You're on setting me up with people probation.
I think it's okay. I think she just says, it's a pass.
But I do think you have, she wants to say you're not a good judge of character, and the friend earned it. It's not like her friend has a fucking, you know, lazy eye and she wants to, like, be like, you know, be like, treated with kid gloves and be respectful. It's not something that, like, her friend made a fucking weird mistake and it pisses her off. She should be able to say how she feels about it. Like, if this happened to me, and again, I just go back to what if this happened to me and Eldis? It would actually be kind of a gift, because I would never stop shitting on him for it for the rest of my life. I would just bring it up nonstop. He made these really salty brownies once. We'll talk about it for the rest of our lives.
Constantly.
And he tried to sneak out. That was the best part.
Is this a true story?
He made very salty brownies.
Don't eat
and
the brownies.
And then he was like, all right, guys, I'm going to head out before he cut the brownies. Who does that? Who makes a dessert and doesn't want to see everybody's face
or
as they eat it?
Themselves, yeah,
doesn't
take one to
he
go.
Tried a little bite. He saw how salty it was. And he was like, okay. Didn't clean up, by the way. There's bowls in the
Come
fucking
on.
Sink. And he's like, see, he's got his backpack on. We're like, by the way,
on.
We all hang out until like midnight here all the time. This is the most uncharacteristic. He thought he was being fucking slick.
I got to go, guys.
Yeah. And we're like,
hey,
what?
The brownies are done.
Yeah.
I got to go, guys. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yes.
I was on the time crunch.
Imagine a grandma or a mom. Come on. You can't make the brownies and then dip.
So the salty brownies.
I didn't feel like cleaning that shit. Yeah. I don't care.
It's crazy you didn't clean after fucking ruining those brownies.
What's alarming is she says, I don't want to be mean to say, hey, I don't think that you're a good judge of character. It's not mean.
And that's what I'm saying. That's my point.
It's
is
a
like,
normal conversation.
You have to stop living your life in fear of being mean. My hunch is this is an overarching problem for our friends
in this relationship dynamic.
And this is a safe way, not just in the relationship dynamic, I think this probably has issues with everybody. That's my guess.
Life
right?
dynamic.
Just because I this was something I worked on when I was younger too, like just not being assertive, not whatever.
People pleaser.
People pleasing stuff, right? And so I think this is a good way amongst you're with a friend and she did something fucked up that you're not even mad about. You just want it on the record that because of your error, I will no longer, you drove me home drunk. I'm not getting in your Corolla again. This is that. That's what she's doing. Yeah, like you fucking put me in danger whether you wanted to or not. I'm not going. And you're fine to say that. She is a bad judge of character, clearly.
Confirmed.
So yeah, you're good, and you don't have to be super mean about it. You can even like laugh it off. But I just don't want people to ever have to live in somebody else's fake reality. You want to live in the real world, and if your friend is pretending like that was no big deal, you have to be like, hey, it's cool. I get it. The guy kind of was
no
weird.
Harm, no foul.
No harm, but I'm obviously not trusting your.
We don't
setup
gotta
again.
Go for round.
You know
two.
What I mean? Yeah, exactly.
The bang bang.
What do you say? One more eldest? What do we got here? You got time for one more, Kareem?
I got one more in me.
We can wrap up super quick. We like to end on a very quick one.
Eldest. I know you vet these like first. Guys,
fake
hi.
Voice.
I'm literally watching Let's Start a Cult right
okay,
now.
Okay, all right.
Can you fucking let your boy know that he doesn't even have a fucking IMDb photo?
Wow.
What is that? He has a whole ass movie, wow. And he doesn't even have a picture of his beautiful green face.
Check. I think I did put one.
You know
up.
What I'm saying? Like, bro, please get on his ass. I forget why. Oh, I wanted to see when the hell it actually came out. It came out in October last year. I'm sorry, bro. I'm also.
I like that laugh.
But listen, I was shocked. He rips people apart about fucking advertising and stuff, and one of the main. Fucking things that people look movies
shut
up on.
Stop the glee in your voice, okay, motherfucker. Dude.
Sorry, I'm talking your ear off.
Apology
right.
accepted.
Love you. Love Savi, obviously. Please give him some shit and God, don't put this on the show. Okay, bye.
Put. Let's go to my IMDb. Do I have a fucking picture up?
If he's right, he's right.
Okay,
if he's right, he's right.
It used to be Shane Gillis. Someone put.
That's so funny.
Oh, it's you. Up there.
Yeah, you look great.
Okay.
And that's the trailer for the film?
That's the trailer.
That's sick.
Yeah, fuck you, you piece of shit. I got a picture. Update your internet connection. That's how it works. All right, well, that's the show. Kareem, this is great, brother.
This was great, man. Thank you for having me. Listeners, I love you all.
Yep, go watch Kareem's stuff. And we will talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
See you on the flip.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? Start your engine. I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.